The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, and sorry if I sound a little bit excited, but if you could see this Zoom call screen of names in front of me, then I'm sure you'd feel the same. England coach Jess Selby, you announced your new members to the Roses coaching team, Sonia McCloma, Liv Murphy, Liana Liotta, and also, who have I missed?
That's enough.
You had the coaches, Andy.
Just before we speak to them, obviously very much part of netball DNA. I'd agree with that 100%.
Yeah, I mean, their reputations, yeah, go long before them, don't they, Andy? Let's be honest. I think I've said several times how lucky I feel. I do feel like a little bit of a kid in a sweet shop with them. Looking on this Zoom call with these three, having really taken a big leap of faith and jumped into what I believe will be an incredible journey over the next 2 years. I mean, it's not simply, I know people will associate with most of them their kind of playing reputations, but I think in their own right, they're absolutely fantastic coaches. In my view, world-class, but I think together we can achieve beyond anyone's expectations, and that's definitely what gets the best out of me is my workings with other people. I don't like working on my own. I don't like working in silos and bouncing off people, and in particular characters such as these three, I know is going to get the best out of me, which in turn I think the players will reap the rewards of that. So yeah, incredibly grateful and excited for the journey ahead. Bearing in mind, these three only found out about each other less than 24 hours ago, so you are literally getting a very fresh-faced response from these three. It's gone well so far. They seem to be getting on, so that's a good sign.
You've been coach for the national side for some time now. I mean, still as a prestigious job as day one to you?
Absolutely. I mean, you say some time, but it's only been 18 months, Andy, so don't be too harsh. And I mean, 12 months of that was COVID, so we all know how that played out. But no, I think in some ways I kind of pinch myself with the fact that I'm in this role, but I also feel so, and this most probably sets the wrong tone, I feel really comfortable in this space. Like, I kind of feel like there's a lot of what I've done which hopefully prepares me well for the job that I'm tasked to do in this Roses environment. And I can't believe that we're talking about Commonwealth Games. You know, in terms of my tenure, that seems to have absolutely flown by. Mm. And yet I kind of feel like we've achieved so much already as a group. And I look across where the player group are now in terms of competing for places, and, you know, some players that maybe were on the fringes of a Roses programme when I came in, and they're unrecognisable in terms of confidence and what they're able to deliver out on court. So, yeah, you know, of course, it's always going to be an absolute privilege, and you don't ever know how long you're going to be in jobs like this. So I just take each day as it is. I'm incredibly grateful and just want to do the best I can on behalf of the player group, first and foremost, these guys and the staff, but ultimately on behalf of the sport itself. And I feel really lucky to have found myself in this role at this time, because I think both women's sport and netball in particular, and netball for England, is in a really great space. One where there's people expect of us now. And I think that's brilliant. You know, I played in teams nowhere near as long as kind of Liv and Sonia in terms of England teams, where I don't think there was that expectation, because we'd never really provided the evidence for people to expect of us to be making finals and to be winning gold medals. We spoke a bit, you know, I don't question the intent from the player groups or even the coaches that have gone before this time, but we didn't ever really do it. Whereas now, you know, there's this sense of excitement, you know, the fans are completely on board. There's a momentum shift now with England Roses. And I love that. And I feel very lucky to be in a position where I'm leading a team where people expect us to do well. And I think that's a great place to be.
Sonia, you're coming in as assistant coach, special role naturally, but almost full circle for you after making your debut in 99?
Yeah, 1999. Many moons ago.
Nonsense.
Tell my body that. Definitely many moons. My mind's still young. Andy, it's all right. It's just the body probably doesn't move the same way. But yeah, definitely have come full circle from playing and now in the coaching role with the England setup, which is super exciting. And I guess in a way, something that I've been building towards, and I'm very, I feel privileged and very, I guess, emotional and excited about being back in this space on a full-time basis, working with this group of amazing coaches, but also working with this new group of players moving forward and working and building towards the Commonwealth Games and the World Cup.
Another chance to work with Jess as well. There was that development tour and then obviously Nations Cup as well.
Yeah, and then COVID put a bit of a spanners in the work.
To say the least.
For 2020. Probably not as long for us in Australia. I think our lockdown opened up a lot earlier. But that opportunity and getting a taste of top level coaching, coming out to Australia and New Zealand, I guess with England, I think it was the England A group at the time, and seeing where they were at, because I guess all my coaching has been done in Australia. So what I see and my expectations and all my coaching, I guess, has been guided and shaped by Australian netball and how they kind of prepare their girls and all of their setups. So coming back into the England fold's been super important to me. And the fact that I get to give back to, I guess, the next generation of players coming forward, but also some of the girls that I've played with and seeing the potential of these girls and knowing what they can do. And, you know, Nations Cup was an amazing time where we did demonstrate what we're capable of. And there was a lot of new talent out there that I'd never seen before that I actually had the opportunity to work with. So I guess for me, it's super exciting. And, you know, you work hard to build something and, you know, coming into this role and coming back to the UK and back to my, I guess, my playing roots is super exciting. And I just can't wait.
Liv, the experience you've had, obviously, at Lightning from pathway to internationals is key. England netball technical coach since 2014, under 17.
If you say so, Andy, I'm honestly
I'm not reading it in front of me, honest. I mean, it's a speciality of yours, so there's that development of players as well, which is going to help the national side.
Yeah, and I guess that's true to me. What I want to do and what I've always loved doing is helping athletes develop. You know, on my free weekend the other weekend, Jess was taking the mickey out of me because I did go into the Roses Academy set up just for the weekend to see what the next generation of mid-quarters look like coming through. And it's, you know, it's a real drive and a real passion for me. All the girls who I've worked with through the Lightning ranks over the last 15, 16 seasons would tell you the same. You know, I'm still the same energetic, crazy, passionate person about wanting those girls to be better and still jumping up on the sideline when they do something we've tried at training. You know, I'm that person. So I hope that I will still bring that into the Roses environment. I've been really lucky as well to be part of this coaching group for a little while in and around the camps last summer. And I got firsthand experience again of the joy of those girls and their willingness to learn and grow. So, I'm buzzing to be back in involved and with this group as well.
Only fair I ask you about being Jess's captain in Manchester.
Oh, well, Jess and I roomed. She was my she was the youngster in the group when she went. Obviously, when she first came in, I was England captain. we roomed together at that point and. We had.
I think actually our first experience was Nevis, wasn't it? Where we had to get locked in because there was a tornado coming and the giant crabs, and we had to get battered down. We were locked in. I mean, we could have died together.
Imagine that. And then we celebrated on a catamaran at the end of the competition. So we did go full circle.
To be fair, Andy, in Manchester in 2002, I wasn't an important part of that team, to be honest. I just did what I could. Liv didn't really have to worry about me. It's all good.
I think Liana's going to be listening to a few stories about us reminiscing about them. So, Liana, tell us when enough's enough.
Liana, I bet you can't wait for those.
Oh, honestly, the netball goss is always good.
What about assisting, Liana, the team with obviously tactics as well? Something you've been doing at Stars this season, so vastly experienced. So are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. I think I've, like, just naturally as a player, I've always did coaching side by side in some way, shape or form, like as a senior player in most teams or a leader. I think that's just naturally what happens throughout your career. But yeah, very excited to join this group. I think I've got a lot to learn along the way, but yeah, I just can't wait to get started.
I'd spoken to Lucy Harris as well, and a lot of the members of Stars at the moment are just vibing off you, having you as part of the side, and they're really relishing you being included in Stars this season. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, I think as soon as I broke my hand, I was like, I still wanted to be involved with the team in some way, shape or form. So when Melissa asked me to come courtside, yeah, I jumped at the opportunity. But yeah, it was definitely a learning, seeing my teammates on that side of the court. But yeah, no, I loved every minute.
How are you looking forward to working alongside Liv, Jess and Sonia?
Honestly, I'm over the moon just to be involved in something, but have such a great support team that we have. And I think for me going forward, it's just learning from each other and just getting to know each other more on a personal note. I'm very much someone that loves to be connected and know people. So yeah, I'm very looking forward to that.
As a group, are you able to share a few of your thoughts on who's caught your eye so far in the Super League this season? Or is that all top secret still?
Hey, I can tell you all about Lightning Girls, Andy. I can tell you who's caught my eye, no problem whatsoever. Hey, look, the competition's been, it's really hotting up, isn't it? There's so many people that have caught our eye for lots of different reasons, combinations that are being put out in different teams this year. The fight for top four is going to go all the way to the end of the season, which I think is brilliant for the game, makes everyone stay on their guard and stay competitive. Obviously, I'm very biased, as other people will be on this call, but, from my perspective, the Lightning Girls are doing some really good stuff and probably performing above where we anticipated we would be this year. So that's really exciting for me and excited to see them grow this year.
Certainly a really exciting time for England as we move forward. How's the next couple of months span out? Is it after the league, then you get everybody together?
Yeah, well, I'm getting these guys to start as soon as possible. So we've got some work to do, I think, before we hit the ground with the rest of the player group. So I guess June and July will be quite a critical time, being really respectful, in particular of Liana and Liv's involvement in Super League towards the end of June, first and foremost. But we'll start chipping away in terms of like getting around the table, I think, as these guys have already said, actually getting to know each other. You know, I think the netball bit to a degree will take care of itself as long as these three feel they get real clarity from me in terms of their role, what's expected. And I think I think that's where we all come alive. But I think more importantly is to make sure, first and foremost, we understand each other on a good day, bad day, how we like to work, what gets the best out of each other. I think that's kind of really for me where we need to invest some time in the initial few weeks and working with the wider staff group as well. You know, it's a change in dynamic for the wider team. And I've built some what I believe really healthy, trusting, open relationships with the wider support staff. And I know that they'll just be, you know, so keen to welcome these guys with open arms and I get a sense of what the dynamic's going to be like from here on in. So, yeah, the next few months will be finishing off some big planning work that we've been doing over the last 4 or 5 months, bringing these guys up to speed, knowing each other, and then we can get to exciting stuff with the player group come the end of July and get back on a netball court with them with a Roses mindset.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.